Blog Talk Radio.
I joined Uber One because I hate delivery fees and I need to save money for when I get canceled. And I don't want to go back to selling pictures of my feet. I mean, how would I even do that? Find out at bignaturaltoes.net. Join Uber One or don't. I don't care.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
You're so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
Under my skin,
I prize those not to give in. I've said to myself this affair never will go so well.
But why should I try to resist when darling I know so well?
I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear.
Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Do just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you
like a tattoo
under my skin.
Under my skin.
Yes, I've got you.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, everyone. I'm Ava Holly. For those of you that don't know me, I have been in radio since my college days at Penn State and all sorts of other places. And I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm an international blogger, now an international radio host, author, designer, and the founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. Well, not much of that going on these days. However, I don't know where the time is going. I can't even believe I'm going to say as we move into the holiday season, we are still shooting for cool things moving forward, a bed and breakfast project, charitable Ava's eye bags, and more to come. So stay tuned with us here on the WBNN. I want to welcome a very, very special guest tonight. And, you know, I even though she is also a radio host with WBNN, I think it's important that we connect with our other radio hosts. So I'd love to do some more interviews with some of our other hosts, because we have hosts all over the world. So I want to bring on International Internet Hall of Fame radio host, Lifetime Achiever, Battle of the Network Stars champion. Oh my gosh, I can't even list them all. Yet, most of you know her. Most of you love her. I love her. So let's bring her on to the WBNN, Miss Jerry Petito. Welcome.
Hi, Ava. How are you, sweetheart?
How are you? It's so good to talk to you on here. I mean, here we are, good friends, and we don't get to talk unless we talk on the air.
I talk to you daily. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing good.
Okay, good.
Wanted to make sure I could be with everybody tonight, you know. We got a lot of things going on here, so I'm happy to be on here tonight, blessed and thankful to Ngozi and WBNN and, of course, to you. So I want to get started right in with your career, because the topic tonight is listen to your heart. And I think that as we get older, and I've said this before, we feel connected more to our intuition and what we have going on. So I know, and we talked about this earlier, that I love the story, so you can go from there. But I know that being a radio host was not in the initial plan. And you were like, should I do this? Should I not do this? And then you got a message from your heart, or wherever you want to say that message came from. Tell us a little bit about that and how, you know, this all happened for you.
Okay, so it started with the book, and I'm a poet, okay? And I've written and had poems published over the years. But I never thought about writing a book, all right? I'm going to be honest with you. So it started with that. I got woken up in the middle of the night, and I am not kidding you, like on my arm, like waking me up. And I opened my eyes, and I heard the words, write your book. And I giggled, and I was like, you want me to write a book? And I heard, write your book. So, you know, my dad had Alzheimer's at the time, and my brother and I were his caretakers, but I also fast for health every year for the last, you know, 28 to 30 years for a month. So I called my brother, and I said, hey, I'm going to fast this month. I said, you're on dad patrol. He's like, no problem. But I didn't tell him or my daughter I was writing this book. So I laughed because I believe God wrote the book, because Ava, I wrote the book in 3 weeks, and it just flowed.
Wow.
And I
know we're going to hear some stuff too.
But I hand wrote it, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I had it. So the book gets done, and I call my brother and my daughter, and I have them like on a two-way, and I said, guys, I got to tell you something. I wrote a book, and my daughter goes, okay. And my brother says, you wrote a book. I said, yeah. He goes, how long did it take you? I said, these 3 weeks. And he laughed. I said, well, I think God wrote the book. I said, but I hand wrote it. Now I got to get somebody to help me. So I called a friend of mine whose uncle is gone, but he was a publisher. And she came to my house, and she spent hours and got my words in book format for me on the computer. And she said to me, okay, Jer, so what we're going to do is send this to about 50 different publishers. They may want it. They may not. They might love it. They may not. It could take years. I don't know. I said, oh, no. We're sending it to Simon & Schuster, because that was the message I got. I said, God wrote the book. So she giggled and said, okay. And long story short, she adds herself to my contact, because, you know, I'm terrible with too much tech, and she sends it to them, and in 5 days, we're on a three-way with Simon & Schuster. They loved my book and they published it.
That's just crazy, right? How one thing starts.
So Doc G from Hamilton Radio on Facebook got in touch with me and said, you know, we want to interview you. And that's where it started. And then he asked me to come along. And at first I said no. And then I started laughing and thinking about things. And then I woke up again and heard a voice, yes. Because I used to say I was in trouble every day of my life for talking in school. And the teachers loved me. I was never bad. But I said, you know
what? My mother
was
too.
I said, I should be doing this, you know. So, and there you have that.
You know, it's funny because you were telling your story, and a similar thing happened to me because, you know, I have a foundation for brain cancer research. It's just a small foundation. We're not a 501c3 yet, although we are aligned with the National Brain Tumor Society, and we work with them pretty closely from time to time. So I lost my mom to brain cancer, and I started out with the American Cancer Society, and I really didn't get anywhere with them about research. So I just put it on a shelf. You know, all the people we know, all the stuff we do. I said, who needs another foundation to donate to? And I went to sleep. And we fall asleep a lot of times with the sports channel on. I was awakened out of the middle of the night by a sports figure that I met, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I met him when I was a teenager. And all I woke up to was one person can make a difference. And I started the foundation the next day. And it was just like you telling that story just reminded me of that and how there comes a time when we need to listen to what's speaking to us, you know?
That's right, Ava. You know, I would like to read a couple poems out of my book tonight with you. Because I want people, you know, they hear my stories, they hear my interviews, but I'd like them to get a little bit about who I am. So I'm going to read a little bit about who I am with my art and my poetry, and I believe this God's gift to me, these are the gifts from God to me that made me who I am today. So I'm going to start with that, and then we'll close with another poem, My Story Ain't Over, okay?
Okay.
So this one is Imagination of Wonder and Poet's Corner combined. I see pink skies and fields of blues, grassy greens and violet hues. I see clouds of cotton and sands of gold, crispy colors for me to hold. I see purple meadows and oceans of wine, chocolate fantasies not yours but mine. Give me your hand and I'll lead the way, so close your eyes, you're just visions away. This world is not yours, but you're welcome to stay. Imagination of wonder is what will take you away. Do you have a place where you like to go to sit and think, Edgar Allan Poe? Special place where no one else roams, your special place to read and write poems. Let your mind wander, let your thoughts go. When your imagination is flying, your paper will know. My poet's corner is filled with dreams when the world is still and yet it seems. When I think and write, when I dream and stare, when I play the part, I'm a poet's pair. It can be in a room or under a tree. Your poet's corner is where you'll be. This quiet place is just for we few, the poetry people, me and you. I wander so far over shore and sea. I have a treasure. I own the key. You know, that's who, you know, God made me an artist. I went to art school and a writer, a poet. And I cannot not do it.
You know what's interesting, though, Jerry, when you listen to the words, that may not only be for someone to hear that's a poet. It's for someone to go to a quiet place, to find their inner self, to hear that voice that puts them in another place. So it's so interesting how that relates, not only from the literal standpoint, but from what the observer gets out of it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
So I'm just going to make a quick mention of one of our friends because I know you adore him. And his name is Marco Panting, Mr. Panting Productions. He was going to call in tonight, yet he's working a full-time job now. He comes home, he feeds me because I'm going through something right now. And he takes care of me, cleans my kitchen, and then jets off to bed. So we might get a call from him. We might not, but I think he's already asleep yet. I just want to shout out to him because he's been so good. And, you know, I know he has a special connection with you. And like I said, our spider web of connections, where it goes from there. So I'm just going to give him a little shout out, Mr. Panting, Mr. Panting Productions. So
That's okay. Give him a hug from me. I love him.
I will. It's funny because if I crawl in bed and I slide a certain way, I can't get out of bed because I have to be in a sitting position in order to stand up. So the doctors told me you can't have somebody pull your hand. I mean, someone's first gesture is to come over and like shake, sort of shake their hand to pull you up. They can't do that. So they showed me how someone would have to get me up. So I said, if I get in bed and I slide down, I need a bear hug to sit me back up so that I can put my feet on the floor.
That's great. That's great. I love Marco.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I would like to read one more poem before the closing poem, because this is about my book, and this is important for everyone to understand why I wrote my book and what it's about. Can I do that now, Ava? It's called My Book Ain't for Wimps.
Okay. Yes, and then we could talk a little bit about your book, too.
Yes, okay, here we go. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass is the title of my book. Only if you're not a wimp, open it up and take a look. My book's making headlines, my book's turning heads. My book's causing people to stop taking meds. My book's not for all of you, my book's way too real. If you dare to open it, it might cause you to feel. Oh my God, not feelings, because then I might just crack. If I don't numb my brain, there'll be no turning back. My book ain't for wimps, it's not for the weak. My book's for the strong, if being sober you seek. My book ain't for wimps, not for babies who whine. My book ain't for wimps, it's for those with a spine. So don't be a baby and don't be a fool. If you're still using, you're just not cool. My book ain't for wimps, it's not for the scared. My book ain't for wimps, it's for the despaired. If self-pity you do seek, sympathy is your friend. Standing on your own 2 feet, nope, on others you depend. You go through life, woe is me, sorrow and pity you prefer. Responsibility you refuse to take, your life is now a blur. My book ain't for wimps, it might make you clean, unless you like using and remaining a teen. You ain't the one who has to decide, it's your inner self and your stupid pride. My challenge is this to all who apply, read my book and get clean, the limit's the sky. So let's not confuse what I gotta say, because you do have a choice, you should make it today. My book ain't for wimps, wimps need not apply. The ones that will read it will be naturally high. That was made into a video as well, and that's all over YouTube.
I was just going to say, where could we find it? That's beautiful.
Yes.
I want to hold your third poem for a little bit because I want to talk about your book. But let's get into a track first. Hold that thought. And we're going to talk a little bit about your book, Jerry. So we have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, our very own Brother O.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you. Would make my dream come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Give it up for Tony Bennett. This is the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly, and you can call us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Back to our special guest tonight, honor and distinguished special guest tonight, Jerry Petito. So thrilled that you take the time out of your schedule to be here with us. And I want to talk to you a little bit about your book. I mean, I know you read it in the poem, but give some people an idea, like,
okay,
who did you write the book for? And
okay,
what is it intended to do, and where can we get it?
Okay. So I want to say thank you to Brother O first for that song, because my mother
Beautiful.
Loved Tony Bennett. And Brother O says that he looks like my dad, and I laughed and said maybe that's why she loved him. I didn't know that. So beautiful song. So, all right. So first of all, you can get my book everywhere now, guys. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, BAM, through Simon & Schuster's bookstore, Archway Publishing. It's everywhere. Just Google it, and it's there. I'm not an addict. I'm just an ass. Okay? I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass. Jerry Petito. So here's why I know God wrote this book and when it was supposed to be written. So what I didn't know was happening at the time was, in my book, I have some people that I mention, and one of them is a cousin of mine, okay? And he's younger than me. He's like, I think, well, let's figure this out. So I've got to be about 12, 13, 14 years older than him. And when I was going through what I was going through, he was a young teenager, and we all lived on the same road, country road. His dad and my dad were brothers. He never left my side. That young man owns, okay, he's like mine. He is gay, and I'm saying that for a reason. He said it's because of me, and I have a poem he wrote, The Friend I Found in You, and that's also in this book. It's in my office. He wrote that for me because he felt suicidal when he was younger, and I was the one that approached him to let him know I knew he was gay and it's okay. And he always said without me, he didn't know what he would do. So I'm telling you that to say this. So what I didn't know was he had moved to Florida because he didn't feel like he could be himself in Robbinsville, New Jersey. And he moved there, and in a very, prestigious place with a lot of gay friends and all that. And he's doing wonderful. Anyway, in 2016, when I was told to write this book, I wrote it. And I'm waiting for my shipment of books to come in. And my Petito cousins already have their copy. They're all sending me pictures of them holding my book. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
He calls me from Florida, and he calls me Jun. And he says, Jun, I'm taking the son, and I've got Fifi with me, Cece, his little, you know, doggy. And he's like, just chilling. Read me some of your book. And I said, so, okay. So I'm reading him some of my book. He's asking me questions. And I said, the first copy, as soon as I get my things, I'm signing to you. Well, I didn't know it, but he was using crystal meth for 10 years. And he's laying on the beach doing it while I'm talking to him. So now, in the meantime, a couple days go by and I get my shipment. I autograph his book and I send him a message. And I said, Mookie, I call him Mookie, give me your address. I'm sending you my book. His sister, younger than him, who lives on my road, my country road, is a lawyer in Robbinsville. She calls me up and she says, John, I'm on a plane with Michael. We need you tonight. He fried his brain. My cousin was so messed up that he took his phone and threw it in a toilet. He thought that the birds on his high-rise apartment deck had chips in them from the police. He thought they were watching him. That's how messed up he was. So that book was written to save his life. He is doing wonderful now. I got him in a rehab. I was by his side 24/7 for a month. I never left his side for 6 months, and he never let go of my book. And what I want to say about my book is this, Ava. We've got to start looking at addiction differently. First of all, guys, if you don't know me, I've been all over the world, behind the scenes in laboratories, even in Russia and all over Asia in the 80s and 90s through Lenox Hill Hospital on health tours. And I've even seen brains underneath microscopes. So we are being lied to. You do not have a disease. You have a dis-ease of the brain cells while using, and it could be any addiction.
Right.
It could be food, gambling, sex. Your brain cells do change, okay? You do not have a disease for life. I was cured in 1 year because I changed everything about my life. And they are lying to you and keeping you addicts by telling you you are powerless over this disease forever. BS, guys, BS. And I can prove it to you. You can ask me questions. It's in my book. And you can be completely healed in 6 to 12 months if you completely change what you need to change. And the biggest factor here is sugar. Your brain thinks it's heroin. It thinks it's a drug. And you could Google what I'm telling you. Okay? And what do they give you when you're in rehabs and you go to meetings? All the sugar you want. 100% of addicts are addicted to sugar. If you could get the sugar out of your life, you could be healed.
And, you know, I think your book is not only for that addict. It's for everyone to read because that's a whole other issue right there. But it's, you know, I wanted to get the listeners to have an insight as to how it came about and all that stuff. So hold your thought. We've got a caller in queue. Let's bring them on, and then we'll get back to Jerry Petito. Caller one, hi, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you, yes.
Oh. This is Ken Brady of the Casinos.
Oh, Ken Brady.
And I called in to tonight because you got such a special lady as a guest. And I have to tell you, we've got a sign in my house that reads, God created man, and then he had a better idea. The better idea is she is so great. She's a wonderful lady. I love her to death, and nobody can say anything bad about Jerry Petito to me. And she thinks of
thank
other
you.
People more than she does herself. And she's there for people to for her to help them, and she does it. And I fell in love with her on the very first phone call.
I love you.
My great friend.
This is the legendary Ken Brady. So, Jerry, when Ken's done talking, you can give him a nice little intro and tell everybody who is the real Ken Brady. So, Ken, thank you. I appreciate you calling into the show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
Ken.
Buddy. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Yes, ma'am.
And you and I met before. We met at that nice little fundraiser that Jerry did, and we had a nice little conversation, if you remember.
Yes. Yes, we did. I remember that. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So, Ken, I love you. I love all you people up there. You're just wonderful and great.
Thank you, Ken. We love you, too.
Hope this year I see more.
We love you, too. You are a gift to the world.
Ken Brady, so you were here with Cindy. I love both of you. They were here with me. And John and Debbie Monforto, we spent a couple weeks together and recently. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to be in your company. And I love you guys like family. You already know that. But this guy right here, his song from the Casinos, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, is a Hall of Fame song. Ken, sing it, baby.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Love you, baby.
I love you, too, but I have to tell everybody one little thing, Ava. Is that okay about Ken? One little thing, guys. When I put on a show a few years ago, Brother O and Hooney flew in to meet me, and they were at that show in my town. And Ken Brady, with the Capris, and Ken Brady got up there to sing, and my uncle, who is his age, was in the front row and told me to come over here when he was done singing. And he said, that man was lip syncing. And I cracked up. I said, well, that's the greatest, greatest, greatest compliment you could give him. And I called him over. I go, Ken, come here. He's got the greatest compliment for you. My uncle thinks you were lip singing. Sing it, Ken. And he sang, and my uncle to this day, and even when you were here just recently, we brought you to see my uncle, and he's still talking about you.
Yeah.
So thank you.
That's crazy.
I love you.
Crazy, crazy guy. But thank you, Ken. We love you. Thank you so much for calling in. And we love to hear from you. Thank you. All right, guys. We have a track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked down as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Good old Fistu, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today.
And it's night today, and black's white today.
And most guys today, the woman prides today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to end the
when we propose. Anything goes.
Go.
And
most guys today, the woman prize today, are just silly gigolos.
And
though we're not such great romancers, we know that you're bound to answer when we propose. Anything goes!
Anything goes!
Anything goes!
Anything goes!
Thank you, Brother O. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. I'm Ava Holly. So, Jerry, before we get into a little more about your book, tell me a little bit about and you're going to correct me if I'm wrong, because I was out of commission for your last show, so I didn't get to call in. Is it 82nd all-time connection record, or is it more than that now?
Oh, boy. I think it's 65.
No, I thought it was correct. You know, with Ava Holly been gone not too long, the person who holds the all-time connection record, Ava, is Honey Baka Tune with 82 all-time. Jerry is fourth all-time with 65, right behind, you know, Chinchilla Janicia and the great retired Andrea Presley with 80.
Right. Wow. Yeah. So I wanted you to, like, I mean, we never know when those things are coming, but you have been involved in different aspects of WBNN and Battle of the Network Stars and all kinds of different things. How fun has that been for you? Can you just tell us a little bit about all that?
Listen, my favorite battle was with Barbara Lang and Rocky Baby. Okay, me and Honey Baka Tune went head-to-head. That was my favorite because that was the first one that I was involved in. And I called up Brother O and I said, could we have a prop? And he goes, you're the only one who's asked? Absolutely. So, of course, I had John Monforto come on as Rocky. And I gave Brother O the Rocky soundtrack. Well, Honey does his beautiful speech, you know, his beautiful speech. And I'm giggling thinking, wait, because what he didn't know was he kept posting on Facebook. He calls me his Rocco, okay? Huni will always say that I'm his Rocco, okay, meaning, you know, a female Rocky. Anyway, as we're going back and forth for the last week and a half, I'm calling him Clubber Lang, but he doesn't know what I have in mind. So he already knew this banter. Well, when he heard the Rocky theme song, he said he fell over. And to this day, I hope he calls in. He'll say that was his best ass kicking he's ever had.
Oh my God! So what do you guys do? How does that work? What is it?
Well,
what do you guys do? What do you do?
You're supposed to promote yourself, and your well, at the time it was Beverly Nation against Damon. Okay, so I was promoting the Jerry Pitino show and Beverly Nation.
Gotcha.
Clooney, of course, was promoting his show and Damon. And, of course, I won and Beverly Nation, you know, won. I just have to say that because of Rocky. It was so much fun. But
that's
Brother
pretty
O
funny.
Makes it so much fun on this network with what he does.
Oh, he does.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Right?
He is the absolute best of the best of the best.
Yes.
I just adore him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of fun making fun of each other.
Oh, my God. That always gets me sometimes because I don't know if it's fun, if it's not fun. Sometimes it's fun, you know. It just depends how people feel.
It's fun. It's always fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm part Italian, too. I know. I know where we're coming from. In fact, I got a call. You got to hear this story. I got a call from my cousin last week. Not a call, a Facebook message. Excuse me. She was a cousin of ours that was sold on the black market. So I'm not going to get into that whole story, but she found my aunt over a blood transfusion, and my family changed our Italian name, and so she never found the rest of our family until she found the first part of our family and then found us. But she calls me, she sent me a message last week and says, I'm doing some genealogy research and I want to find out about the Sicilian side of our family. And they go, the best person they told me to ask was you. And I'm like, I said, all I can tell you is that we don't have a Sicilian part of our family. And then, you know, we ran into some things and she probably found maybe there is some on another side of the family. So she's doing some genealogy, but I just thought that was funny when you said
that. That's cool. Yep. That's cool.
So I understand there's a surprise going on. Hang on. Let me see what I'm reading here because I'm going blind.
A surprise.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, we are going to bring on our Brother O, our favorite guy, our brother from another mother, and see what the heck is going on. What's going on, Brother O?
Hey.
And this is my tribute to Jerry Pepito. Made in my studio basement, y'all, with the help of my son. Rocky, Jerry, the Jersey Jewel, Pepito!
Oh my gosh.
He brought tears to my eyes, and I love him and his son. Hug your baby for me.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
wow.
We did a nice remix for you, and you know, that's a theme song, y'all. You know, and you know,
yeah.
That song to me moves me. It was the second Rocky.
Yeah.
When you know, Adrian was sick and she was in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't afraid, guys. I'll tell you, that brought tears in my eyes. You know, he prayed and prayed and prayed. And he was always at the bedside. And then Adrian woke up. And he said, you know,
yeah.
You don't want me to, you don't want me to fight no more. You know, I ain't got to fight, you know. And, you know, I got to do it. I ain't got to do this anymore. So she said, come here. What's wrong, Adrian? She said, come here. What do you want from me? She said, when? And
yep.
Then
yeah,
Nikki said,
right.
What are you waiting for? And then
word.
You know, he fed the dog and he drunk his eggs and he ran up, you know, from Kensington and got down, you know, down to the parkway with the children. That's what moved me. And the kids were running with him and he was running the burst of speed and he went up those art museum steps. Man.
Yep, right.
Like, that was one of the greatest feats of cinematography ever. And, you know, when I think about that song, it's Rocky II. And she said, when? And you heard the John, you know, you heard the bells go ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
What are you waiting for?
I love it.
There's not a lot of songs that make you feel a certain way when they come on. And that song is just, and it pulls you through and through and through the entire song. It's beautiful.
Yep.
So thank you, Brother O, for that. That's a great tribute to our Jerry, our girl. All right, we got a caller on the line, caller 2 in queue. And who are you? Where are you calling from?
Well, don't you know it's me, Olad Cassell, once again prognosticating this fraud that is Jerry Pepito, a person that is not from Jersey. I said Robbinsville. She shouldn't be able to vote. She's a fraud. And, of course, she will be from always Long Island City, New York, right in the Queensboro. Why? Because she was born here. Why? Because her mother and father taught her many different things. Also, no, she understood how to bend spaghetti. Why? Because it's called gravy, not sauce. Now, I'm going to bring on the next caller because Jerry Pepito shouldn't even be on this show. She is a fraud. The only thing that I know that she is Italian through and through. And now, back to Olad in the WBNN studios.
All right. So was that caller two? Were you caller two? By the way, you're spot on with everything tonight. I loved your Rocky.
Well, it's okay. Ava Holly, you've been through so much. This is Oleg Cassell, you know, the host of the WBNN Battle of the Network Stars, right here on the Dynasty. Why? Because we love you. Why? Because you're here. And we're going to bring on caller number three at this time. And now I give it back to Ava Holly in the WBNN studio, right here on ABC.
All right. Thank you, love. Caller number three, who you be? Are you there?
Hey, yes. This is Trouble. Yes. This is Trouble Lane. Did you happen to have old Rocco on your show tonight?
Hey, Clubber.
Trouble Lane.
Hey, Clubber.
That's right. It's time for old Rocco to show me some respect. Yeah. I'm the only one that ever caught an international ass whipping twice by the same person, but that's besides the point.
Anyway. Oh my God.
Well, thank you for calling in.
I love you, man. I love you, Hall.
All the personalities for calling in.
Lifetime Achiever, Uni Bakatun.
Oh my God. How are we going to go back to your book from this, Care? Love you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All righty.
Don't hang up, baby. I'm going to read a poem, and I want everyone to hear it. It's called My Story Ain't Over.
Yeah, I want to get to that before we get shut out of it. So tell us, girl.
Yep. All right, here we go. My story ain't over, guys. And you know what? It's not going to be over till God says it is. So here we go. In 2016, I published my book. The last few years, man, have been off the hook. My book signings were great, interviewed as well, then asked to host a show with so much to tell. Who would have thought this could be true? Now on 5 networks, I'm brought to you. International Hall of Fame radio show host is me, spreading hope across the globe for everyone to see. Now it's almost 31, guys. 31 years ago, my life was a mess. 39 years later, it's filled with success. I never lost hope. I knew there was more. I needed to change my inner core. The last 30 years, man, what a ride. When I think back, I wanted to hide. I thank God I didn't. He led the way. I gave him my hand. I needed to pray. What God has done for me to now heal, he led me to you to help you to kneel. Give it to God and you won't regret. Your life can be changed. You don't have to fret. I'm proof, yes, I am. Recovery is real. Changing your thoughts will allow you to deal. God made me his servant to help heal the sick. Hard work must apply. The fix is not quick. But if you do want it, hard work will prevail. From a 1 to a 10, you'll reach the scale. A nutritional health coach, recovery coach too, God put me here to really help you. I'll never stop trying till God says enough. He's shown me my journey. He made me real tough. Proud of my certificates. They all state my name. I display them with pride on my Hall of Fame. Now, 2020 revised was my book, and those last few years have been off the hook. I just wanted to share that with everyone because my story ain't
That's
over.
That's really cool. I love
well,
that.
I got someone else who wants to talk to you. I got someone else who wants to talk to you right now, and he's been biting at the bit, and I'm glad Huni Bakatun is on. And the one and only undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. Mike.
Here we go.
Mike, thank you for calling in tonight. Well, you know, I love Aunt Jerry, you know, Jerry, you know, he punched Huni Bakatun in the mouth, and I liked it, and she's so
too much spunk,
and Huni couldn't even say anything. He crawled on the ball right there on the Battle Network Stars right there with Oleg Deli and all the rest of the hosts. And, you know, Ava Holly, you know, I just want to tell you that you are a survivor. You know, preposterously saying, you're a survivor, and everything you touch, man, turns to gold. And Huni Bakatun, you know, Brother Olasky has something else to do, and it's dedicated to you. And Jerry Petito, you're going to laugh out loud, you know, because Huni lost and to Eye of the Tiger. Yeah, into Eye of the Tiger. You know what I mean? And Huni, you can talk afterwards. We'll be right back.
Wow, wow, wow. Those songs just make you want to run out and start doing your thing and, you know, conquering the world. And I'm so not ready for that right this moment. Anyway, we would like to hear from our lovely Huni Bakatoon on all of this.
Hey, how you doing, Ava? Ava, how you doing?
How you doing, darling?
Always so much better. You know, first of all, when I saw the post, I like to do stuff in good faith and humor, because laughter is a great, great sign of healing. To me, it's one of the most best forms of medicine that we receive on this side. And so y'all two together are two of my favorite people. And I did have the honor of meeting Jerry Petito in person, and faithfully one day I get a chance to meet you in person as well.
I hope so.
I mean, what can you say, you know, when you look at all the things, like I said, I'm just coming to know you and more things about the great works in which you did. But really, when I met Jerry Petito, I mean, she's so many things to me. Definitely a proud of her Italian heritage. And to me, that's one of the main things that I was sent over 37 years, is when you have love, divine love for yourself, you don't have to hate. That's been one of the things that has been used as a tool, is when a person hates themselves, they're capable of hating anyone else. And not only are they capable of hating anyone else, they're capable of doing anything to themselves and other people. You see? So that's one of the best kept secrets there. But Jerry, like I said, so many things to me throughout my career. She's one of the ones that when she heard my interview of sound therapy over 5 years ago, going into my sixth year, when I tried my best to introduce sound therapy to the rest of the world, Jerry not only grabbed that bull by the horns, but she shared it with so many people. And she also was my campaign manager, you know, when I got nominated for the International Hall of Fame, Radio Hall of Fame. So she's so many things to me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How you doing,
Jerry?
Yeah,
we love you, Huni. You were talking a little bit about humor, so I got to share this with you real quick. So whether it's culture, ethnicity, religion, whatever it is, my daughter's father is Jamaican, Chinese, and Irish. My grandfather, on my side, we have Austrian, French-Canadian, Italian, Jewish, whatever. I don't even know any more than that. But my mother used to call my daughter the League of Nations.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
To share that with you.
Well, I got something to say to Mr. Huni Bakatoon. This is Red Barber, you know, the pronosticator of the Brooklyn Dodgers. And I want to tell you, there is a whole Nelly down there in the cow pasture. And all I know is that what happened in 2019, right down in the Battle Network stalls, I knew Huni Bakatoon didn't want to talk about it tonight. You know, we got Jackie Robinson out here, Roy Campanella, and all the great Dodgers. And all we know that what happened was that Huni Bakatoon got his ass whooped right here, right at his field.
This is Red Barber
right here at the Brooklyn Dodgers Network. And I want to say about it every tonight. Turn off the lights, y'all, because the party's over.
Oh, my God. We're going to, you know what, Huni? They're rubbing it in because Jerry's my guest tonight. Wait, we're going to have to turn the tables around one of these nights.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Jerry, so we are so honored and blessed to have you here tonight and have, you know, people like Huni and Brother O and all the wonderful people that have called in to support you, Ken Brady. What a cool spider web of connections we have, isn't it? I love calling it that.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you 100%.
So, Jerry, tell us again, they can get your book where?
So you can go on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, BAM, right to Simon & Schuster's bookstore, Archway Publishing. It's everywhere. Just put in the title, I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass.
So I have a question for you. Is there an I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass 2, in the works?
Okay.
Or no?
So, no, there's not. And this is why. Everything I needed to say, girl, is in this book.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing. I put things in here when I revised it. I revised it in 2020 because of everything that's happened to me since 2016, writing the first one. And I didn't want to lose my baby, so I left it exactly the same way. And when you get to the revised edition, the page says, here's where the revise starts. The revision starts here. Mm-hmm. So everything that needs to be in that book is in there. So I'm not saying I won't do something else, but it won't have anything to do with that.
Right. Gotcha.
And poetry. It'll probably be more poetry and all that, but I am so happy with it and content with it. And again, I know it was from God, so it's staying just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so special. I've read the book twice and it's so, so special. And, you know, having you use it as your calling card, so to say, as your base for what you're spreading as far as joy and love and people getting help and all that stuff. It's just so amazing and so wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
So what else do you want to share with us, Sherry? What's in the pipeline? What's new, good, and exciting? What you got going on?
I think we might have another caller. I'm not sure.
Okay. Do we have another caller?
Hi, folks. It's Dick Cavett. I'm so glad to be here tonight with Jerry and Ava. You know, me being Dick Cavett and just being able to be a part of it, I have a question for Jerry. Hi, Jerry. It's Dick Cavett. How are you?
Hi, Dick. I'm great. How are you?
I'm astounding, yes. I've interviewed many different people, and I want to be able to understand, you know, what made you, Jerry, come on to WBNN. You know that, you know, Ola Deli is like a renegade. He's a renegade. He's bald head self. him being a renegade and being a part of, you know, what he does and being able to open up to people. Yeah, open up. What makes you so ecstatic to be here at WBNN? And then we're going to bring on, you know, one of the callers of this outstanding, he calls it a dynasty. And wonderful dynasty. It is. And then we're going to bring on a caller.
So, okay, well, you know what? I'm glad you asked that question. So what I want to say to everyone, okay, I'm going to start out with a little humor, but then I'm going to get serious. So,
okay, you know, a little humor. I know that Olad Cassell came on, Ava, and called you a fraud. You know, this is the Cavett Show, and a lot of times I don't like to have frauds here, but, you know, you're an exception tonight. So you will talk now.
All right, so,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, Dick Cavett. So that guy right there that's calling me a fraud, I'm going to let it slide because he first got in touch with me because his cousin, my Vince, Chef Vince cousin, was on Hamilton Radio with me, and he did Freedom Truth Radio. And he
did
a couple shows. We did a couple shows together, and Brother O called in to his cousin's show to say hello to both of us and meet me.
He called?
The next thing I know, yes, he called in to say hello, and it was the first time I knew of this gentleman, right?
It's so wonderful,
so anyways,
Jerry.
So about 4 weeks later, I get a phone call on Messenger, and I wasn't really great with technology.
Wait a minute, Jerry. Wait a minute. He called you on Messenger? This is the cabbage show, folks. What happened?
Yes. And so I was in Hamilton Radio Studio. I never had a call like that before. And Doc G's daughter, DJ Danny, said, answer it. You just press this. So I did. And it was Brother O, and he said, hi, Jerry Petitos, this is Brother O. I've been watching your shows, and I'd love for you to come along on.
Oh, my God.
At the time,
wait, wait, wait. Wait a minute, Jared. Was he like, is it the Cabbage Show? Was he a stalker? Like, I don't understand.
So
I've been doing TV and radio for a long time. Was he a stalker? He's a weirdo.
I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't know at the time. But this is what was funny that made me say yes. He said, I want you to come along on Beverly Nation, O&E, Beverly Nation.
Yes.
He said, you will be the only Caucasian host I have at this point. When he said I cracked up. I said, I'm in.
Oh, my God. You know, a lot of times on my shows, we don't, like, have a lot of we talk about, like, race and stuff. Ava, I don't understand that, Odelli. He's weird.
This
is the Dick Cavett Show, you know, brought to you by a Pepsodent. If your teeth are not white, you have to use Pepsodent.
Now I'm going to get serious. So I believe 100% it was because of O&E that got me noticed for the Hall of Fame, Lifetime Achievement. What this man does, all kidding aside, he is also a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer DJ. He's a Hall of Famer producer. What this man does for all of his hosts, all kidding aside, is incredibly unbelievable. I was on five networks, guys, so I can say this, okay? Just what he does with the Battle of the Network Stars, what he does, every single night this man is on for us, okay? The music he chooses, unbelievable, all right? So
yep.
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you 10 times over to Brother O, Hall of Famer, for this network and bringing me along, and I love you.
And the same here. Thank you, Jerry. You couldn't have said it any better. And we have another caller in line. I don't know. We're three, we're four, we're five, whatever. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jerry and Ava. Tiana speaks. How are you?
Hey, girlfriend.
Hi, Tiana.
Listen,
so happy you could call in.
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time. I was just listening online and I decided to call in. But you two are absolute powerhouse together. I absolutely just love it listening to you two, you know. And, you know, all the characters, you know, and that I'm not going to invite to any of the barbecues because they're messing with my Jerry. But you guys are absolutely amazing, you know, and just, like, even – having someone call in and having them sing. I just love that. Like, you just never know. You know, and Ava, I was so glad to see you the other day. I'm glad that, you know, you're just absolutely amazing person, you know, who I will always support. You know, you're a great friend. You're still and everything going on, you want to make sure I'm okay. And I just absolutely love it. I love you both of you.
Thank you to see you again.
And you guys are just,
thank you so much.
Just I don't even know, like, if there's an adjective to describe both of you together, but I love this. You two together, people, you know, and all of your your fans, your character fans,
all of our fans, especially Dick Cavett.
You, girlfriend. That's right, Dick Cavett.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all something. My name is Skeeter, and I just love this show. I love we'll come down with Tiana Speak. You from Africa? That's great. But I want to tell you that, Jan Petito, that's all right. I'm glad you're from Africa. I mean, this show from Africa, that's great. But I want to tell Jan Petito something real quick. And Tiana, I want to thank you for calling in because you're something else. But I want to tell Jan something. Jan, you from Jersey?
I'm
from Jersey down there.
Born in Long Island City, New York, but I've been in Jersey for 50 years.
I heard Orlan Cassell, Ava Holly come on here and just talk crap about you. I'm from Alabama, and I don't like a thing like that. But I'll tell
hey,
you.
Hey, Peter.
I'll tell you right now.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Skeeter.
Uh-huh.
I know your show has no boundaries, so I just got to say this to you. There's a Skeeter on my Peter. Whack it off, whack it off. Never mind.
Oh, my God. Listen here. Listen, she's definitely Montgomery. I tell Montgomery. But I'll tell you something right now. I got a special gift for both you and Ava. I've been down here in Montgomery, Alabama a long time. I've been eating all type of greens and okra. But I'm going to tell you right now, I got a song for both of y'all, and you go back to your show. We're going to try to play a little Tony Bennett, and hope everybody call in. They call in to the bald head, he can't see, old ass ski. Oh, that just rhyme? And there it is, y'all. It's a good old song.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Goodness, you are too freaking funny. Welcome back to the Casual Chat. This is Ava Holly. We are here with the ever-loving Jerry Petito. And so I'm going to go back to what I asked you before all this chaos started. All the stuff you do with WBNN, how much fun is that for you?
It's amazing. It's a lot of fun because I'm on so many different networks, some days I do three shows. Today was one of them. Okay, this makes show number three. And I have so much fun on WBNN. There's no pressure. You know, I just sit there, put my feet up, and have incredible guests, and Brother O handles it all, and I just love it. There's no pressure at all. This is the most fun show that I do.
Well, it is so great to have you on. Is there any other poem you'd like to read from your book? Because I'd love to hear another one.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Yes. All right. I'm going to read the poem that's really the meat of the book. Okay? Because, guys, again, you're not powerless, not over anything. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you are. Okay? So I'm going to read the poem that's called Change Your Choice. All right? So I'm grabbing it. Give me 1 minute because I wasn't prepared. And
that's okay. I just thought it would be so wonderful to have another.
You know what? All right. So I'm going to read one small one that's back-to-back with it called Put Down the Gun. And the gun could be anything that you want to do yourself in with, your drug of choice. Even food, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. And then change your choice. I'm going to go right into it, okay?
Okay.
I had to have this purple gun just in case my life was done. I kept it safe, locked in my room because I was filled with gloom and doom. Yes, there were times that I just knew if I loaded it up what I could do, but I kept on hearing that gentle voice. Put down that gun. You have that choice. Life may seem hard at the end of the day, but that's when you need to really pray. Dear Father, I beg you to show me the truth. How can life be so bad when I'm only a youth? Get rid of that gun and go take a shower. Ask someone for help. You do have that power. Change your choice. I had a life-changing moment that I knew had to be. The only way to change things was to first start with me. So I looked in the mirror and woke up one day and thought to myself I needed to pray. So I asked God to change me, to help me stay strong, to clean up my mess, to right what's been wrong. I cleaned up my diet. I cleaned up my room. I cleaned up old habits with this old dirty broom. I kept going forward and never looked back. I refused to derail, stayed on the right track. I realized my worth and all that did matter through my selfish behavior, the lives I had shattered. I finally decided at 30 years old to stop abusing my body, my mind, heart, and soul. My life-changing choice that I had once made, over 31 years now, guys, my debt has been paid. You read all my thoughts on how to stay clean. It's all or nothing, my friend. There's no in-between. To live or to die is a choice you must make. Your life is not worthless, and you're not a mistake. One day at a time is a slogan you've heard. It works if you work it while applying his word. For you to get healthy, for your mind not to fail, escaping reality will keep you in jail. With addictive behaviors, sex, drugs, food, or money, substituting addictions, now isn't that funny? I'm not an addict. This too shall pass. I'm not an addict. I'm just an ass. May the good Lord bless and guide you.
Wow. Just amazing, Jerry. We are so honored and thankful that you were here tonight. We are going to go into Ngozi time, and then we'll let you tell everybody, if they don't already know, how they would reach you if they want to reach you. All right, so we are up to Ngozi time. Here is your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart. Somebody twice as smart as I. But somebody who will swear to be true, as you used to do with me, who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits. Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet, as I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you,
and now our commissioner. Okay. Hopefully she's there. And I mean, I got to do Ngozi time myself. Okay. Well, I'll just do Ngozi time myself. All right. But first of all, I want to thank all the folks at Counting That Robbery to come on tonight and just be a part of what we do on WBNN. I love this show tonight because, you know, it's all about fun and family. And that's what it's all about, just being a part of what WBNN is all about, loving, learning, and living. Why? Because this is my grand gift. Tonight is our 3,300th episode. You hear what I just said? 3,300th episode of my life. My commissioner's going to come on after I make my dissertation, because I never missed a night at WBNN. because I love you guys so much. My hosts know. They know how much I love and present and produce. Without the wonderful people that listen to us on a constant basis, that love us enough to choose us, we are nothing. Now, to my commissioner. All right. Maybe her mic's not. Commissioner, you there?
All right. I
yes,
hear.
She is. All right.
Wow, what a wonderful program tonight. I enjoyed it. And Ava, I am so happy that your surgery went well. And you sound so, so very strong tonight. And no one would even know what you've been through because of the way you sound, like your normal self. And wow. And I pray for you every day. And I just thank God for you and that you're growing stronger every day and getting better and better. And I enjoyed you, Jerry, talking about the things that you've done in your book. And Ken Brady, thank you for that little teaser of a song you did. Your voice sounds wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And Brother O, with all of your impersonations and Brother Hooney, and it's been a great night, a very great night. And Ava, I'm so proud of you. And wow, and Tiana speaks again for calling in and showing your support to WBNN is just so very wonderful, so very wonderful. Wow. Well, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Ola Dele Milebe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com for our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for Strictly Business with E. Davis, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, tomorrow night right here on WBNN. Or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And make sure you listen to News Forum Sunday night, where I'm your host and anchor. Now, stay tuned as we go back to Ava Holly.
Hello again. Thank you, Commissioner. What kind words. Thank you so much. Jerry, any final thoughts, honey? How can people get in touch with you if they would like to reach you?
Sure. Guys, actually, all right, go on Facebook, Jerry Petito, GERIPETITO. My phone number, 609-610-1000. www.jerrypetito.com. You can go to my website. You can go to the Jerry Petito Show YouTube channel. You'll see a lot of my shows. I need everyone out there to know you're not alone. Someone is always listening. I am always here if you need to talk. Ava, I want to
God
thank you.
God bless you, Jerry.
I want to thank you for
thank
this
you
great,
so
great night. And I love you, and I love Oni and Brother O. And Chinchilla, thank you for those kind words and all the callers.
Yes, all the callers, everybody at WBNN. Thank you, guys. We love you. We will see you next month.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm sorry.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
With people that I hate, that's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't see Sartre with the rest of those girls.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is
a
tramp.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Gita's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park Lake.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no?
I'm all alone when I lower my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love your free dress. I love your handkerchief in my hair.
Life without care.
Polka dot, but I'm so broke.
That's so. Hey, California, it's cold and it's damp.